Yeah.
I was born and raised to get thrown in the grave. Winners playing till they win. A devil from a paradise, a paradox is what I is. Pandora got hope to the end. I wish I could explain to you about just who we are. Not even a 1,000-bar verse could explain my people's fucking scars. Enraged with the roars of a lion, only to be caged and played like pawns. Strung along, but later down the line, my heart grew strong. So long. To the niggas and the bitches trying to catch my flight, I'm gone. Essentially, you are the monster I created. Highly anticipated, consistently contemplating a situation playing in my head 100,000 times. It's war pieces, ignorance, truly bliss. Take a shot of I double L and reminisce. I'm trying to MOVE to the TOP so you can witness me. I slay a nigga where you stand if you ever try to form my plans. Split a damn like the fucking Red Sea to bury a nigga deep. Rest in peace, count sheep. My struggle to bubble and cause trouble, so may the Lord forgive me for all sins. As I repent with the pen, a dream inside a dream, ready to be seen. Dark souls approaching the team, hitting with the beam, watching lean and dredging the kerosene. Am I destined to be great? Nah, no need to overrate, but I could debate that if you slow down, I could overtake and win this race. I was not the one who framed Roger Rabbit, yet he hangs upon my mantle to stand as an example.
One thing that the brothers said that I do disagree with is he said that the contracts are still the same from 50 years ago. And they're not. They've got worse. They have. What we're dealing with now is the emergence of independence, right? And the emergence of the internet. So people are finally waking up to these things that I've been saying for, I said about 20 years, that you don't need a record label at all whatsoever. I work with them. I know I don't.
See, mind of an ordinary guy. Right rhyme trying to get by. Like if I just try to get signed, I'll be fine in due time, right? But in the grander scheme of themes, it seems the world is too damn mean for me to get cream. Digging in the sink with a pimp lane, but if I wanna be seen, gotta be seen. Fuck all that, yeah, fuck all that. I ain't give all default dope to a contract. Pardon me, sir, it occur, I'm a sharp tech, I'ma need a car before I sign that. They wanna see me get involved with these niggas, all of these niggas wanna see me start with a pimp pack. Like if a nigga ain't cooking with a shelf at, give it all to ball, you can't help that. Cause in the land of hard knocks, you might get robbed when your goddamn socks hit the gun pop. And the cops gon' stop you when they spot you in the car that you got from the chop shop. And the Malibu beside you was a jack move when they get up in your ass with a buckshot. No stress, feel a vessel in your chest pop. And I gotta keep grinding cause it might be perfect timing for a crime spree, but not for me. Cause if I see a little guap when the song drop, I'ma be surrounded by a flock of the mugshots. I'ma be another red dot for the gun stock, tryna be a bite above a lick like a blow pop. That was early.
So they're finally starting to see all these artists who are reaping the benefit of putting their music out independently. So what did these labels do? They furthered the situation and said, okay, we used to just sell your music and get a percentage of your music. But now you people are making too much money off of these ringtones, your live show. And like a good slave master, they said, I need to lock down my slave. So now they come with these 360 deals, which means that I own you completely. Meaning that if you put out an album, you get popular, you go do a show, I get 10% of that. If you sell t-shirts at that show, I get 10% of that. If your music gets into a movie, I get 50% of your mechanicals. They want to own you completely.
These record labels don't want artists to talk to each other. Man. We get to talking too much, we just might put a union together. And if we unionize, they can't win no more.